Tuesday, May 5th was Red Dress Day, the National Day of Awareness for Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women, Girls and Two-Spirit People. An event to honour those Indigenous women and girls either missing or murdered was held on Tuesday at St John Arts Centre, which is also hosting a photography exhibit entitled Am I Next? The exhibit is by St John advocate and proud member of the Mete Pinagia Mi'kmaq Nation, Natasha Ward, who led Tuesday's gathering, which included drumming by Flying Dust Nahiel Nation member Connor McFarlane, and a smudging ceremony. Ward spoke with Local 107.3 FM about the impacts of colonialism, racism and sexism still felt by Indigenous communities across the country.
Smudge is used to remind us who we are. The cleansing doesn't come from a third party. It comes from reminding us who we are and what we represent.
We continue to be the original land guardians, advocating for Mother Earth. Every part of us is weaved into the land, the makeup of our bodies and spirits. As women, as the life givers, protectors, leaders, and knowledge holders, we gather in solidarity. Honor the women, honor the treaties, and the land again. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Natasha Ward. I proudly come to you from Mete-Pinagia Mi'kmaq Nation, New Brunswick's oldest village. I have been doing missing and murdered awareness work for the past 4 years, since moving here 5 years ago. I want to thank the families who have developed trust in me to carry out this work. The red handprint is an emotionally triggering symbol. It holds pain, trauma, and silenced voices of future matriarchs who were taken way, way too soon. Am I next? I very well could be, simply because I am Indigenous.
From Mete-Pinagia First Nation. We have an awareness photo campaign here. It's called Am I Next? Am I Next consisted of Indigenous women from all across New Brunswick to send me in a selfie adoring the red handprint. I think just being an Indigenous woman, I felt the need to get involved. No one else was doing it, so I had to pick up the slack, you know. It's especially rewarding for me as an Indigenous woman to do this work. Stand up to racism, be an ally. When you stand up for another race, it's very powerful. They're going to listen to you better than they're going to listen to me. And I hope that this action here today, that some of the 231 calls to justice are implemented. I just want people to know that this is not a long time ago thing. This is current. It's happening. We just buried someone in my community yesterday. So this is not, it's an ongoing issue.
Marked November 22, 2018, missing and presumably murdered Wolastoqiyik woman and mother of four, Erin Brooks, shared this bone-chilling statement. I am a strong Maliseet woman. I am content. If there ever comes a time where I disappear, where I go for groceries and do not return, please know, I did not voluntarily leave my family. I did not go and commit suicide somewhere. Know that someone took me against my will or worse. Do not make excuses as to why I may not return home, because it is a lie. Look for me, please. Too many of our women are disappearing. She was last seen on December 27th, 2021 at St. Mary's Smoke Shop in Satanzas. These families have people at home waiting for them to resume life again and to get closure so that there can be rest. declared a genocide in 2019, an inquiry revealed persistent and deliberate abuses and Indigenous rights violations. We are 12 times more likely to go missing or murdered, more than any other race. We are valuable. We are resilient. Our lives absolutely do matter. We are not trash. We are sacred. We are so much more than the trauma we carry. Since the same event last year, there have been more murdered Indigenous women in the Atlantic region. Their names were Montana Solomon from King's Clear First Nation, Sonia Timber, she was found in Fredericton but was originally from the Eko Dene Ko First Nation Northwest Territories, and Jasmine Cloud, originally from Metamanagia and Natuahneg First Nation but found murdered in Cape Breton. The New Brunswick Auditor General called the progress on missing and murdered Indigenous women Two-Spirit unacceptable. Pass on the knowledge you gain today. Education and truth are powerful. Decolonize your perspectives. Call out injustice and racism. Learn the Indigenous connection to the land you live on and gender-based violence. I want every little Indigenous girl to grow up feeling valued, safe, and loved.
More information can be found at mmiwg-ffada.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Cove, Local 107.3 FM, and the Local Journalism Initiative.